சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 6 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 22.
யம் லப்த்வா சாபரம் லாபம் மன்யதே நாதிகம் ததஹ யஸ்மின் ஸ்திதோ ந துக்கேன குருணாபி விசால்யதே.
தியான யோக இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் நிதித்யாசன யோகா. தியானம் இஸ் ஆஃப் டூ டைப்ஸ். One is Upasana Rupa Dhyanam, where we meditate upon the Saguna Ishvara. The object of meditation is outside. That is called Upasana Rupa Dhyanam or Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam. Lord Krishna talking about சமாதி அபியாச ரூப தியானம், நாட் உபாசனா ரூப தியானம் பட் ஆத்ம தியானம். ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு ஸ்டார்ட் மெடிடேஷன் ஃபஸ்ட் இஷ்ட தேவதா ஆஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன். ஐ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் மை இஷ்ட தேவதா ராமா சிவா தேவி. But that is not the ultimate aim of meditation. I am the subject dhyata meditator. I meditate upon the object dhyayam. This is a preliminary type of meditation. Preliminary, like LKG, UKG. But this dhyanam, objective meditation dhyanam, has to culminate slowly into subjective meditation. Objective meditation we start in the initial stages. Later, once I am mature enough, I understand that Ishvara, upon whom I am meditating as an object, is all-pervading Vishwarupa. Later, through Shastra study, Bhagavad Gita study, I come to know that object is not object really, that Ishvara is the Atma, me, the subject. Clear? Then, after understanding that Ishvara, upon whom I meditated long time as an object, in that Ishvara Swarupam I understand none other than Atma, myself, the subject. So Dhyata himself or herself recognize there is no Dheya Vastu outside to meditate upon. Really speaking, I am that Atmaswarupam. This is called subjective meditation. That is what Lord Krishna talking here. Once you read the title Dhyana Yoga, people take it as what? Upasana Rupa Dhyana Yogam. But you look into the shlokas, Lord Krishna is talking about what? Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. So, சமாதி அபியாச ரூப நிதித்யாசனம் இஸ் வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் டு இன்டர்னலைஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். So Lord Krishna gave sadhanas, bahiranga sadhana, antaranga sadhana, in the first and second topics. Later he has given about the dhyana swarupam, what is exact meditation, how one has to meditate upon. So atma swarupa dhyanam, subjective meditation. This subjective meditation alone is known as nididhyasanam or contemplation. Fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which we have already completed, that is Brahmabhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. While walking, while talking, while eating also, that person remembers all the time, I am Atma. In Sanskrit, in Atharvana Veda, Mandukya Upanishad, Mahavakya is I am Atma Brahma. I am Atma, this Atma is Brahman. In English, if you say, I am Atma means I am Atma. Correct? I am Atma, Brahma. This Atma is Brahman, says. This Atma, when you say, this is far away or nearby. When you say this, it is nearby. I am, not this. Not tat. That we are not telling. I am Atma, na this Atma, which is the closest, nearest, dearest, this Self, what you write on the check, Self, that Self with capital S, this Self, Atma, is Brahma, I have to dwell upon. Since I am not able to remember this fact while walking, talking, eating, once I put chappal, my knowledge goes somewhere. Therefore, Krishna says, Parava illai, ni ukkandi dhyanam pannuna. And open pannu. Ni ukkandi dhyanam pannuna. You sit and meditate. You do contemplation. It is confused. It's root, just as we are all confused about our goal, naturally, the right time Bhagavan has sent that here, you see. Just as the cat lost its goal, where to go, confused. Similarly, we all human beings have lost our goal, destination, where, what, and theriyamale. Once it is confused, it makes noise. That we are also crying, no? So therefore you can learn a lesson from everything. Each incident is a lesson for us. You know, wherever the sound comes, it is confused. Adi madri, mind makes some mental noise all the time because of confusion about their goal. Therefore, Bhagavan says, you need not confuse. Oh, my dear, confused one, you need not confuse further. Study Bhagavad Gita systematically. No more confusion, no more delusion. So Bhagavan says, sit and meditate every day. I hope so. You are all have started meditation. Then correct. Bhagavan is telling, Nididhyasanam pannu every day. And chulra. What is the benefit of doing this Nididhyasanam? Bhagavan has given in 20th shloka two benefits, 21st shloka two benefits, and 22nd shloka two benefits. So total six. Seventh one he is going to give in 23. One more. Totally seven results, phalams, benefits of this Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. If you want to get all those benefits, you have to start Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam, contemplation. So look into the shloka now. For 20th shloka, two benefits, Chitta Uparamanam, that we saw. Mind is free from anatma. Chitta Uparamanam means mind withdraws from all the anatmas. Not giving reality to them, not pondering over too much about worldly matters. That is called Chitta Uparamanam, is the benefit. மனசுக்கு வந்து அலைச்சல் அலட்டல் இருக்காது. மைண்ட் இஸ் நோ மோர் டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட் பை டூயிங் திஸ் சமாதி அபியாச ரூப நிதித்தியாசனம். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் சித்த உபரமணம். த 21st ஸ்லோக. எகெயின் இன் தட் இட் செல்ஃப் செகண்ட் பெனிஃபிட் ஹி கேவ் ஆத்மானம் ஆத்மனா பஷ்யதி ஆத்மனி என்னார். செல்ஃப் கிளைமிங் ஸ்டேட், ஐ கிளைம் மை ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், ஆத்ம தர்ஷனம் இஸ் த செகண்ட் பெனிஃபிட். வாட் யூ மீன் பை ஆத்ம தரிசனம்? ஐ கிளைம் ஐ ஆம் த ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் பீயிங் வித் இன்சிடென்டல் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். ஒன் ஃபாரினர் சேஸ் வைன் டையர் பேர் அவன் பேர் வைன் டையர்ன்னு ஹி சேஸ் ஐ ஆம் த ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் பீயிங் வித் இன்சிடென்டல் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். ஃபாரினர்ஸ் ஸ்டடியிங் ஆல் அவர் சாஸ்திராஸ் அண்ட் தே ஆர் நோயிங், ஓகே, தே ஆர் கிவிங் த ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் டிக்ளரேஷன்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் த ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் பீயிங் தி ஆத்மா வித் இன்சிடென்டல் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், தட் இஸ் மை ட்ரூ நேச்சர். திஸ் கால்ட் கிளைமிங் மைசெல்ஃப் ஆஸ் ஆத்மா, இஸ் கால்ட் ஆத்ம தர்ஷனம். ஆத்மனா ஆத்மானம் ஆத்மனி த்ரூ த மைண்ட் வித் த ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட் இன் த மைண்ட் ஹீ ரிகக்னைஸ் த ஆத்மன், he or she recognize the atma swarupam is the second benefit. Then third benefit in the 21st shloka we saw in the last class, atyantika sukham, absolute happiness, not that happiness which is fleeting, temporary, but this samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasaka, a Gita students like you, okay, regular sincere Gita students like you, they get another benefit. What? Atyantika sukham, absolute ananda. Atyantika means antarahitam, endless, eternal happiness. Then the fourth benefit also he has given in the second line of 21st shloka, தத்வநிஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் வேக்லெஸ், டவுட் ஃப்ரீ நாலேஜ். ஆம் ஐ ஆத்மா அந்த மாதிரி டவுட் வராது. ஓகே, சி இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் சோ மெனி பெயின்ஸ் இன் அவர் லைஃப், ஆர் வி லூசிங் that knowledge I am a human being anytime? Lot of crisis, lot of adversities everyone facing one time or other in life. At any time, at any point, at any moment, are we losing sight of I am a human being? I have forgotten myself, I am a human being. Enna problem veetlana eppovadu varudha? None of us forgetting we are human beings in spite of so many problems. Like that, this jnani, atma jnani, never lose sight of that I am atman in spite of any cyclones, external cyclones or internal cyclones. Internal cyclones and family cyclones. External cyclones, they come. So many winds will come. Even internal family cyclones also often comes. We never miss that I am a human being. Like that jnani, in spite of these body problems, in spite of these emotions, comes and goes. Because of that maya prakriti, he never lose sight of that atma swarupam. On the other hand, he knows that I, the Atma, am enlivening all the emotions, body, mind, complex. I, the Atma, am enlivening these Anatma, body, mind, complex emotions. See where, how much he has matured. Not not taunted by, not entrenched in those problems, but he looks at them as a third person. Any problem for that matter. Atma is ever free from problems. Anatma, body, mind, complex, family, whatever I possess is never free from problems. Understand, it is I, the Atma, am ever free from problems, but body, mind is never free from problems. ஒன்றுல ஏதோ ஒன்று வந்துட்டே இருக்கும் உடம்புக்கு. பல்லு வலி கரெக்டாக எடுத்தேன்னா காலு வலி வரும், காலு வலி சரியாக எடுத்தேன்னா கண்ணு வலி வரும், கண்ணு வலி சரியாக இருக்கேன்னா தலைவலி வரும். நோ பர்ஃபெக்ட் பாடி, நோ பர்ஃபெக்ட் மைண்டு. Therefore, recognize, I am the Atma who is perfect, ever perfect in imperfect body-mind complex. This imperfect body-mind complex cannot disturb me who is ever perfect, because orders of reality is different. Therefore, like the nai wall madri, dog tail you cannot make straight. Never try to make the dog tail straight, because it's its nature. Once you make straight, again it turns. Similarly, drop changing the people, family members, mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, never try to change them. It is like straightening the dog tail, including your mind. Sometimes, because of vasana, swabhava, therefore, look at anatma, mind of yours and others also as it is. Some extent you can manage correct, not totally. You have no control over your own mind and others' mind. Total control you don't have. You can manage. Understanding this is called Atyantika Sukham. This is called Atyantika Sukham. Body, mind cannot disturb me. That disturbance is only fake disturbance. It is not true. It is called Atyantika Sukham. Okay? This understanding. Tattva Nishtha. This is called Tattva Nishtha. Once I have this Tattva Nishtha, Atyantika Sukham is automatic, spontaneous. Then, 22nd shloka we were seeing in the last class. Yam labdhva cha aparam labham adhikam na manyate. Tataha. Tataha means Atma Sukham, Atma Darshana labham, Atyantika Sukha labham, Tattva Nishtha labham. After getting this labha, no other labha. No gain superior than this. He never consider. That is Atyantika Labhaha. After getting this Atyantika Sukham, Tattva Nishtha, Atma Darshanam, Chitta Uparamanam, he comes to conclusion. This is the most ultimate gain in my life. Other than this gain, there is no second superior gain at all. This is called Atyantika Labha. What Labha I have got now? Out of Tattva Nishtha, out of Atma Darshanam, out of Atyantika Sukham. This is the Atyantika Labha. I need not change my property, my possessions and all. People want to gain something, they want to change all the time. Two bedroom flat is there, not happy, therefore three bedroom. Because two bedroom and three bedroom, Atyantika Labha avanukku. Okay. Changing the lands, properties, because they want to get labha, more labha, more labha, more labha. The gain, I want to improve, my gain has to improve. Status quo and corporate ladder, I want to increase. And see that whatever I have, TV, sofa, everything in my house, new brand it must be. New brand. Then next day you get the phone call from your brother-in-law. I got from Singapore now new. What?
TV. Gone, this person again disappointed. How to get that TV now? Again he want to gain something else. Like this person want to get. But whereas this jnani, atma darshana jnani, after gaining this, there is no other superior labha to gain. So seeking further gain, he stops. Seeking for another gain, he stops, because there is no other superior thing other than oneself, Atman. Enna nimmadi paarunga, pa. Very, very happy. Puri en artham. Full puri. Stops rotating. Stops rotating in the oil. Purnaha. That is called Atyantika Labhaha. In the Labham Munnadi, in the Labhamu, Atyantikam illai. Na manyate adhikam labhaha. Tataha. Other than this labhaha, he can never consider any labha. Any anatma labha is not a labha at all. Labhyate iti labhaha. What do you mean by labhaha? Labhyate, prapyate, whatever I gain is called labhaha. Atma is not a thing to gain. It is not a prapta vastu. I recognize I was Atma, I am Atma, I ever will be Atma. It is not a sadhya vastu, it is a siddha vastu, I am. This atyantika labha. People ask, after getting atma jnana, suppose because of accident, sometimes a person goes to coma, in the atma jnana kuda poidumo. They lose memory, no? For totally they lose memory. Even they are like a vegetable. They do not know about their body and the conscious poidum. Like that, once a person face any accident, then the memory loss. Once memory loss is there, I am consciousness, this Atma, Jnanam also go away. For that, Dayananda Swamiji says, it will never go away. This Atma Jnanam is not because of memory loss you can lose. This Atma Jnanam takes place in the intellect, not in the memory. Conscious mind lose the memory, but subconscious mind, that intellect, Atma Jnanam irundunde irukum. But he cannot say, he cannot feel it, because memory loss, that's why he not feel it, but Jnanam is there. It is not a thing to come through memory. Okay, it is not a born in memory, isn't it? It is born in the intellect. Therefore, there is no problem at all. That is called Atyantika Labha. You will never lose at any time in your life. Then, Atyantika Dukkha Nivrittihi Yasmin Sthitaha, remaining in which Atma Swarupam, second line. Sixth benefit. Yasmin sthitaha gurunapi dukkhena na vichalyate atyantika dukkha nivrittihina. Even a big crisis comes, atyantika dukkha. Persons and people feel, no? Indha madri problem yaarukume varakudadu swamini. They consider their problem is the biggest problem. From such the biggest, the greatest crisis also, he is free. Atyantika dukkha nivrittihi. Even such a crisis, dukkha also, is free. By remaining in one's own Atman nature. Guruna apina vichalyate. Guru is means heavy, big. Opposite to laghu. Laghu anna light, not heavy. Opposite laghu is guru. Heavy crisis, big crisis. Even big crisis also, he never consider it as a dukkham. It is not a problem at all. What Swamiji says, problem is you, solution is you. Problem is you, solution is you. Therefore, ఆత్యంతిక దుఃఖ నివృత్తి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ బిగ్ క్రైసిస్ ఎనీ క్రైసిస్ ఫర్ దట్ మ్యాటర్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ ఆర్ ఎనీవేర్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ అప్ టు హియర్ వి సా ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ సో అప్ టు హియర్ 5-6 డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ సమాధి లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ గివెన్ నౌ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు కన్క్లూడ్ దట్ డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ సమాధిస్ ఆర్ బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ సమాధి మై 6th డెఫినేషన్ ఇన్ 23rd శ్లోక వి విల్ రీడ్ 7th డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ సమాధి యోగ కాంటెంప్లేషన్
తం విద్యా దుఃఖ సంయోగ వియోగం యోగ సంగీతం స నిశ్చయేన యోక్తవ్య యోగో నిర్విణ్ణ చేతసా
Very, very important slokas. The entire 6th chapter is important. So, which sloka is important and all slokas are important? This is very, very important. Important person, very important person. And the madri, very important sloka. Dayananda Swamiji's favorite sloka. Okay. Of course, whole chapter is favorite for me, okay? Swamiji dwell upon this one sentence very, very brilliantly. How beautiful that is. See, Krishna says, 7th definition of Samadhi Yoga is Yoga. Only Yoga word. Yoga Sangitam. It is known as Yoga. సబ్జెక్టివ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఆత్మధ్యానం కాంటెంప్లేషన్ సమాధి రూప సమాధి అభ్యాస రూప నిధిధ్యాసనం ఫలం ఈజ్ యోగ వాట్ డు యు మీన్ బై యోగ దుఃఖ సంయోగ వియోగ యోగ బై ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ హుచ్ కాంటెంప్లేషన్ ద పర్సన్ ఈజ్ free from the association of sorrow dukkha samyoga viyoga viyoga means dissociation samyoga means association samyoga viyoga association dissociation see yoga has got different meanings yuj dhatu Yoga word, very, very versatile verb, that is. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Patanjali says, first sutra of Patanjali is Atha Yoga Anushasanam. What do you mean by yoga? The definition he gives in the second sutra, Chitta Vritti Nirodhaha Yogaha. Yoga means restraining, stopping, mastering, disciplining of what? Chitta, mind, is called yoga. Restraining one's own mind or mastering one's own mind or disciplining one's own mind. Yoga is that here the meaning we have to take సంయోగ వియోగ దుఃఖ సంయోగ వియోగ రూప యోగ దట్ మీనింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ యోజన అసోసియేషన్ యోజన ఈజ్ ద సెకండ్ మీనింగ్ యోజన కనెక్టింగ్ యునైటింగ్ ఆఫ్ టూ థింగ్స్ కనెక్టింగ్ Uniting of two things is called yoga. We are not taking restraining or stopping or controlling or mastering here. That is Patanjali definition. What Krishna wants to say here, yoga means samyojana, connecting
two things. What connecting two things in here he gives in Viparita Lakshanam. Connecting two things in Atma Samyoga. Atma Samyoga. This title chapter ka another name irukke. What is the title of this chapter now? Dhyana Yoga is one name. Another name is Atma Samyama Yoga. Atma Samyama Yoga. Disciplining one's own mind. Atma means mind. That mind which is going towards anatma, associated with anatma, that mind is dukkhi mind. When mind associated with anatma, forgetting its own nature, it has got association with anatma. How do you know it has got association with anatma? Person, when he is associated with anatma, body, mind, complex, first comes ahankara, ahamkara, then mamakara. Not knowing that mind which does not know I am Atma, on the other hand, mind votes for what? Body, mind, complex. Ahankara, mamakara. First tragedy is what? Ahankara, ego. Ego pradhanam. Once ahankara, that individuality ego comes, next what comes? Mamakara, mine. I-ness and mindness. These are predominantly working when mind is associated very much with the body, mind. This, once the person is associated with the body, gets ahankara. And that body connected objects he associated, family members, wife, husband, children, property, possessions, house. This is called mamakara, mindness. I-ness leads to mindness. Why this I-ness? Mind is associated with anatma, body, mind, complex. All the time. Because of this association, what comes in? Dukkha comes. Dukkha comes. So the mind is associated with anatma, body, mind. Because of that ahankara, mamakara, the body, mind, ahankara, and related family members, all also anatma, this is also anatma, and problems when they interact each other. And the problems lead to cause pain, dukkha. Clear? This is what we have to analyze properly. Threadbare analysis. Mind associated with anatma, samyoga. Viyoga la yoga irukku, samyoga also yoga irukku. Yojana. So mind is associated, samyoga, with what? Body, mind, complex. Ahankara, mamakara. Family, children, property, possessions, all these things come here. So, manas samyogam. Once manas samyoga with ahankara, mamakara, enna varuna? Dukkha. Dukkha samyogam. Manas ahankara, mamakara, samyogatinal, dukkha samyogam. Ippu even enna aita? Dukkhi aita. Because of samyoga with body, mind, became dukkha, cause for dukkha. So, dukkha samyoga. Now, this is what we are seeing in the world. Dukkha samyoga. Association with sorrow. Very much friendly with sorrow. Association with sorrow. Dukkha samyoga. I am not telling any new word. It is there in the shloka. Dukkha samyoga. Association with sorrow. In this association, that association, and membership. You have to go and join, fill the form, and become a member of that association. Inga na onnu pannaliye, onnu association eppadi vandhadi dukkha samyogam anna, association with sorrow anna. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ అఘటిత ఘటనా పటీయసి మాయా. మాయా కెన్ మేక్ ఆల్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ పాసిబుల్ అన్నారు. యువర్ మైండ్ హ్యాస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ బాడీ మైండ్ దేహ అభిమాన మన అభిమాన స్ట్రాంగ్ లైక్స్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్స్ ఐ లైక్ ఇట్ ఐ హేట్ ఇట్ ఐ లైక్ దిస్ పర్సన్ ఐ హేట్ దట్ పర్సన్ ఐ లైక్ దిస్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఐ హేట్ దిస్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఐ లైక్ దిస్ ఐటమ్ ఐ డోంట్ లైక్ దిస్ ఐటమ్ ఆల్ దిస్ కండిషనింగ్ రాగ ద్వేష దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ మైండ్ హ్యాజ్ డెవలప్డ్ విత్ బాడీ మైండ్ పీపుల్ కాజ్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ సారో. సో వాట్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ టోటల్లీ ఈదర్ యాంగ్రీ ఆర్ డిప్రెస్డ్ ఆర్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేటెడ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ క్యాస్టర్ ఆయిల్ ఫేస్. వై దుఃఖ సంయోగ వై దుఃఖ సంయోగ అహంకార సంయోగ మమకార సంయోగత్తినాల్ దుఃఖ సంయోగ. దుఃఖం ఎప్పుడు ఎవరిది పురించుకోంగో ఇప్పో, ఇట్ విల్ నెవర్ కమ్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. నో అడ్మిషన్ వితౌట్ పర్మిషన్, నో అడ్మిషన్ వితౌట్ పర్మిషన్. ప్రాసిక్యూటెడ్, ఇఫ్ ఎనీ వన్ ఎంటర్స్ ప్రాసిక్యూటెడ్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రాసిక్యూట్ ఎనీ దుఃఖ కమ్స్. వై ఇట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ టు మీ? బికాస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ టు దట్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్. ఐ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ మోర్ ప్రయారిటీ. ఐ హ్యావ్ అటాచ్డ్ టు దట్. ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎవర్షన్ టువర్డ్స్ దట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ గాట్ దిస్ దుఃఖ. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అనాలిసిస్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో వే అవుట్ టు కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దుఃఖ. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ బై దిస్ సమాధి అభ్యాస రూప నిధిధ్యాసనం సబ్జెక్టివ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఐఎమ్ ఆత్మా. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ బాడీ మైండ్ రియల్లీ. ఐఎమ్ యూజింగ్ ద బాడీ మైండ్. ఐ యూజ్ ద కార్. కార్ కెన్ బి మెయింటైన్డ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ప్రాబ్లం? ఈజ్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్? You are maintaining the car. Is it possible to maintain the car without any damage at any time? Without any problem? Is it possible? Never. Similarly, your body is also another car. Your mind is also another car. You are using it. It is supposed to get some problem or other at any time. You do not know. What problem is going to car? What time do you know? కార్ మట్టుమే ఇల్ల, వీటిలో ఎంగే లీకేజ్ ఎప్పో వరమో నమకు తెలియమా? ఎనీ గ్యాడ్జెట్ యు ఆర్ వర్క్ యూజింగ్ దట్ హౌ లాంగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు వర్క్ డూ యూ నో? వాట్ కంప్లైంట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్ డూ యూ నో? యూ నో నాట్ నో. వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ ఆర్ యూజింగ్, వీ డు నాట్ నో హౌ లాంగ్ ఇట్ వర్క్స్, వాట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇట్ గివ్స్, వీ డు నాట్ నో. లైక్ దాట్ ఐఎమ్ యూజింగ్ ద బాడీ మైండ్ మీడియం. What problem comes, when it comes, I do not know. Therefore what? I am the consciousness, Chaitanya, Atma, using the body-mind complex. It is bound to have some problems or other. It needs some service, repair, service required. So therefore what? Put in garage. So service department kudutudu. అది సర్వీస్ పండిట్ వరం. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ సర్వీస్ డిపార్ట్మెంట్? అన్న ప్రేయర్, పూజ, ధ్యానం, లాట్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్, ఆల్ ఆర్ సర్వీసింగ్ ద బాడీ మైండ్. దే ఆర్ ఆల్ టెంపరీ. భగవద్గీత క్లాస్ ఈజ్ ద పర్మనెంట్ సొల్యూషన్. పర్మనెంట్ సొల్యూషన్. సో దుఃఖ సంయోగ వియోగా మీన్స్ డిసోసియేషన్. డిసోసియేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ సారో ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ యోగ. దుఃఖ సంయోగ వియోగ యోగ అన్నారు. సమాధి అభ్యాస రూప నిధిధ్యాసన సెవెంత్ బెనిఫిట్ ఈజ్ వాట్? యోగ. ఐఎమ్ డిసోసియేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ సారో. Goodbye, once for all. Sangitam, yoga sangitam. This is known as yoga. ವಾಟ್ ಯೋಗ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸ ರೂಪ ನಿಧಿ ಧ್ಯಾಸನ ಯೋಗ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಯು ಮೀನ್ ಬೈ ಯೋಗ ಈಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಡಿಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಯೋಗ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ದುಃಖ ಸಂಯೋಗ ವಿಯೋಗ ದುಃಖ ಸಂಯೋಗ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಾರೋ ಯು ಡಿಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ಡಿಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾರೋ ಪುರಿಯರದ ಇದು ಪುರಿಂಜ ಇದು ವೇದಾಂತ ಈಸ್ ಓವರ್ ಡಿಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾರೋ ಹೌ ಟು ಡಿಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿ ಹೌ ಟು ಡಿಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ನೈಬರನ್ನು ಈಗ ಜನರಲ್ ಕದ ಮೂಡಲ ಆಪೋಸಿಟ್ ಅಪಾರ್ಟ್ಮೆಂಟನ್ನು ಕದವು ಮೂಡಲಾ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ದ ಡೋರ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ದ ಡೋರ್ ಅವ್ರ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮನ್ನು ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಮೈ ರೂಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ದ ಡೋರ್ ಸಿ ದುಃಖಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ದುಃಖಿ ಐ ಗಿವ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ದುಃಖಿ ಈಸ್ ನನ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಡಿಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸಾರೋ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಾರೋಫುಲ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಗೋ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಗೋ ನ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಂಟೀನ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಾಚ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಾಚ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ವಾಚ್ ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವ್ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಯೋಗ ವೈ ದಿ ಸಂಯೋಗ ನಾಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ಲಿಮಿಟ್ಲೆಸ್ taking myself as limited, finite, jara, marana, dukkha, vyadhi, old age, all these problems I have, this is called association with sorrow. Taking myself, losing sight of, my mind is losing sight of, ಲೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಸೈಟನ್ನು ಜ್ಞಾನ ಬಂದಾದಾನೆ ಲೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಸೈಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನವೇ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅದು ನಾನು ಒಟ್ಟಿಂಡಿರ್ಕೆ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ಕೂಡ ದುಃಖತ್ತಲೇ ಇರುಕೆ ಸೊ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್ ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅನ್ವೈಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಕ್ರೂ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರೂ ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ದ ಮೋರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರೂ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಸ್ಕ್ರೂ ಕರ್ವ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾನ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರೂ You want to take out that nail, how much you have to unwind? How much time you have to screw out? How many rounds you have gone inside? Those many rounds you have to come. And the thread also you wind it. How many rounds you have to unwind? How many rounds you have winded? Those many rounds you have to unwind. Similarly, how much sadhana I have to do, Swamini, to come out of dukkha? How much time I have to do sadhana to get claim aham brahmasmi? How much anatma side you have gone, who knows? How much you have developed attachment towards your body, mind, ahankara, mamakara, thick na thick, gross level na thick, thickest. And mamakara, my son, my daughter, my husband, my mother, my father, and vichin, yatana varsham, yatana janmas. Either in this body, in different body, even cockroach body, lavad apadda irunda. Even elephant body also, many bodies, many times you have developed attachment. So much time you have winded, you know. Now rewinded, you have to unwind that much back. That much you have to study Shastra, that much you have to contemplate. Until the last thread you have to remove, appa, released. Dukkha samyoga viyoga. No. That is called yoga. Therefore, there is no dukkha at all in the world.
ஈஸ்வர சிருஷ்டியில் ப்ராப்ளமே கிடையாது. ஆஸ் ஈஸ்வராஸ் திஸ் பாடி கிரியேஷனில் ப்ராப்ளமே கிடையாது. ஜீவ சிருஷ்டியில் தான் ப்ராப்ளம். ரெயின் கம்ஸ், திஸ் ரெயின் ஷுட் நாட் கம், இட் ஹேஸ் டு கம் ஸோ அண்ட் ஸோ டைம் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜீவ சிருஷ்டி. திஸ் ரெயின் இஸ் நைஸ் டுடே, ரெயின் இஸ் நாட் நைஸ். தி சன்லைட் இஸ் ஸோ நைஸ் டுடே. வடம் எல்லாம் வைக்கும் போது ஒரு சன்லைட் வரணும். ஜாஸ்தியாக ஏதாவது இருந்ததுன்னா வடம் வேடி சூடு இருக்கக்கூடாது. இதெல்லாம் ஜீவ சிருஷ்டி. மென்டல் இமேஜினேஷன்ஸ், எல்லா ஸ்பெக்குலேஷன்ஸ் பண்ணி பண்ணி இந்த ஜீவ சிருஷ்டியில் தான் தகராறு. ஈஸ்வர சிருஷ்டியை ஆக்செப்ட், ஈஸ்வர சிருஷ்டி ஆஸ் இட்ஸ் சிருஷ்டி, நோ ப்ராப்ளம். பட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மை லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ், அட்டாச்மெண்ட்ஸ், ஐ டெவலப், ஐ இமேஜின், ஐ ஸ்பெக்குலேட், ஐ லுக் எட் திங்ஸ், எக்ஸ்பெக்ட் திங்ஸ் டு பி லைக் திஸ், தட் பர்சன் ஷுட் பி லைக் திஸ், அதர்வைஸ் ஐ வில் டைவர்ஸ். மை ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஷுட் பி லைக் திஸ், மை சன் ஷுட் பி லைக் திஸ், மை டாட்டர் ஷுட் பி லைக் திஸ், எல்லாம் ஷுட்டு ஷுட்டு தான் எப்போவுமே. My mind should be like this. Of course, you cannot control your own mind. This controlling anatma is the cause for dukkha. Because of association of anatma is the cause for dukkha samyoga. Therefore, claim I am atma who is free from sorrow all the time. If I associate with atma, I recognize I am atma through Guru Vedanta study, I can dissociate from sorrow. Dukkha Samyoga. Association of sorrow won't be there. Therefore, dissociation from the association of sorrow or association with sorrow, what you had, what you have now also, dissociate. Viyogaha. Sam means joining. Vi means what? Snapping. Cut off. Cut off. How you cut off? Not physically. Intellectually. Now here itself you are free from dukkha. Atma aham dukkha rahitaha sarvada. Body mind complex I am not. Therefore, body mind complex has its own defects, limitations. Accept it, bear it, undergo that. It is its nature. I have no control, unpredictable, uncontrollable. Therefore, I have no expectations from anatma. I have no hopes, expectations, anything. My peace, happiness, security, I never expect from body mind relations. No expectation at all. Then what? I remain as atma, handle the body mind which has got problems of its own. Therefore I don't mind, never mind. I never mind the mind problems. I never mind the mind's small, small frustration, depression, oppression, all those things, I don't mind. I just give some service, treatment. Life is a sport, otherwise life is a struggle. One line, simple line, how beautiful Bhagavan presents. Tam vidyat. May you know that yoga, tam. Tam means what? 20th, 21st, 22nd, what benefits I have said that, and until now what I have explained, that Samadhi Yoga, the Abhyasa, all this you come to know. Tam Vidyat Dukkha Samyoga Viyogaha Eva Yogaha Iti, may you know, O Arjuna. Tam Vidyat. How nischayena arin anirvinna chetasa. Two values you have to follow. You have to understand and remain in Atma Swarupam tirelessly. This abhyasa to be done, it is not just like that in one night it comes. It is not possible.
You have to take a lot of perseverance. Look into two words. Nischayaha, number one, important values. For that, Viyoga. And Dukkha Samyoga Viyogam Varanumanna, enna pannanuma? First, Nischayaha, number one. Number two, Anirvinna Chetaha, number two. These two, if you follow these two values, the Viyoga, dissociation is possible. Dissociation with what? Association with sorrow. Dissociation from the association of sorrow is possible when you have Anirvinna Chetas. What do you mean by Anirvinna Chetasana? First, we see the second line, second half. Nirvinna means a mind which is tired. Nirvinna means tired, but anirvinna means tireless, relentlessly. Relentlessness or perseverance. Without the mind being disturbed. Nirvinna means a disturbed mind, vacillated mind, vague mind, doubting mind. Such a mind is called Nirvinna Chetaha. Na Nirvinna Chetaha, Anirvinna Chetaha. That mind which is free from disturbance, vacillation, distraction. Without disturbance, without any self-diffidence, looking down, self-pity, looking down upon oneself. Paavam, yaar, naane, paavam, naan. This is called self-pity. This is more pitiable thing. Self-pity or self-diffidence. I do not know this, I could not fulfill my husband's desires, I could not fulfill my son's desires, I could not fulfill my daughter's desires, I could not fulfill my mother's desires, I could not fulfill my in-laws desires. What? They have some expectations. Their expectations I am not able to fulfill. What for my life is waste? In the matter, self-diffidence, looking down upon oneself, makes the person more sick. Namak namame belittling ourselves. Vandudu ulle adikennamo vandudu adu appadi sila perukena overconfidence. Overconfidence. I do this, I did that, I did this and all. Other people say nee onnume pannala, nee onnume pannala nu solva avarella kovam vandudu tug of war ella eduk idella vambu anna. So, nirvinna chetaha na bhavati, a nirvinna chetasa, with that mind. A mind which is not disturbed. With that mind, tena chetasa, with such a mind which mind is not disturbed. When everything is fine, everybody is sane. When things are going haywire, when daughter is not listening, son is not at all listening, husband adivere not listening, not saving properly, spending very lavishly, suppose, when things are going haywire, anirvinna chetasa, when you sit in meditation, mind goes there and there. Other than atma dhyanam, all anatmas come. Okay. When I sit for samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam, except atma, nityaha, buddhaha, shuddhaha, avyayaha, prameha, idi tavare, ellame varadhu manasukulla. Enna past events, eppavo husband ennamo sonna, maamiyar ennamo sonna, adhudha vandhundirukka manasukulla. Appadi varakkoodadappa, adhu nirvinna chetaha. Chetaha anna mind, chetasa means with such a mind. That should not come. If goes, it again bring that mind again back. Again sit in meditation. Don't think about the past events. Past is dead and gone.
put it in the Bay of Bengal. Swamini, you are telling very easily. I know it is difficult. Past events to throw in the Bay of Bengal is not possible because they are lurking inside in our mind. Shastra says, Shastra knows the difficulty slowly. In Chollapurar Krishna later. Abhyasena sukaunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. Mind can be withdrawn from these things abhyasena by practice. Who said it is easy? We have never said it is easy. It is the toughest task, but worth to persevere. Nischayena. Nischayena means with conviction. With conviction in the efficacy of samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasana. Ennamo swamini chollindirka atma samyama yogam dhyana yogam yaru pannuva meditation ella namaku mudiyadappa. Wholeheartedly, how many students are practicing? At least after starting 6th chapter. Samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasanam atma dhyanam. How many students are practicing at home? Tell me. Without practicing, I want to get what? Ananda, atyantika sukhalabha, atma darshanam, tattva nishtha. Ella eppadi varum? Chumma varuma? Nischayena. With conviction in the efficacy of the practice of nididhyasanam, samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasanam alone is the solution for me to come out of dukkha samyoga viyoga. How is it possible otherwise? That nischaya should be there. When I am taking medicine, this medicine will definitely work. And manasula irunda, it will work. Mantri tirthe dvije deve daivagne bheshajau guruho. Yadrishi shraddha tadrishi phalam. So, when you are taking mantra or medicine or anything, adhila yavada shraddha irukkuma, avada benefit kudukuma. Samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasana, Krishna paadi Krishna solinde porar slokas, innu 20 mele irukka slokas. Avaru paadi avaru solinde porar namakku enna adinude efficacy la conviction vandada namakku. I told you in my introductory class, this is the sloka when I started the age of 13th year of my age. I started this chapter, my favorite chapter. Even if anybody ready to listen this chapter throughout the year, I am ready to talk. Two subjects I love to talk throughout the year, throughout my life. 6th chapter, Mandukya Upanishad. These two, my fascinating subjects. Beautiful chapter, because I am looking at this chapter my 13th year onwards. That means few decades. Wonderful chapter. Similarly, Mandukya Upanishad. I love to teach Mandukya again and again and again. I love to teach. Enna adu padicha podum. You remain in Atma Swarupam. You abide in Atma Swarupam. This chapter, if I finish, it won't come back. That is why I am emphasizing only one sloka. So much time. You see how beautiful this sloka. Therefore, just listening won't work. I have to do some abhyasa sadhana also, nididhyasanam. It is not so easy. Sannyasis, we have lot of time to do samadhi abhyasa because we don't have responsibilities, no much complaints also. The grihasthas have many complaints, many problems. They have no time to do samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasanam. Enna pandrathu? So you have to do spend 20 minutes minimum. Nischayena, with conviction in the efficacy of this samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasanam. Every day you sit and meditate some. I am ever pure, eternal consciousness, existence, principle. I am not these five koshas. I am not these three bodies. In this dhyanam, I have conviction. Appadi nischayena yoktavyaha. Yoktavyaha means one should practice, pursue meditation leading to that yoga. this meditation leading to that yoga, first line, dukkha samyoga viyoga rupa yoga, is possible when you have nischayam and anirvinna chetas. Without this undisturbed mind, you cannot do this abhyasa. Without conviction, you cannot do abhyasa. Therefore, O Arjuna, may you have conviction in that efficacy, and may you practice without disturbance in the mind. Then, dukkha samyoga viyoga is possible. Next shloka.
Sankalpa prabhavan kaman. Tyaktva sarvana sheshatah. Manasaivendriyagramam viniyamya samantatah.
Having given the benefits of that meditation in 7 descriptions, all those 7 descriptions, the last one is yogaha, dukkha samyoga viyoga rupa yogaha. So I need not repeat all those 7, okay? In the introduction itself, revision, I have done that. Having done that, Lord Krishna now entering into the previous topic again in 24, 25, 26. 18 and 19 slokas, Lord Krishna talked about Dhyana Swarupam. 20, 21, 22, 23, Lord Krishna gave Dhyana Phalam. Now again, Lord Krishna going back to that Dhyana Swarupam. In these slokas, 24, 25, 26, Dhyana Swarupam. The nature of Dhyanam. That we will see in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.